And like I said, this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I've got some news starting for you right now. Authorities say a reported bomb threat at a Walmart in Roscommon County prompted a large emergency response on Thursday, but was ultimately determined to be unfounded. Emergency dispatchers received a report around 11:20 a.m. on March 12th about a possible explosive device at the Walmart Supercenter on West Houghton Lake Drive in Denton Township. The tip was reported through the FBI's national tip line. According to officials, law enforcement quickly responded to the scene, including troopers from the Michigan State Police, deputies from the Roscommon County Sheriff's Office, and officers from Denton Township Police Department. The store was evacuated as a precaution while authorities secured the area. Fire departments from Denton and Roscommon Townships also assisted at the scene during the response. During the investigation, nearby schools were temporarily placed in secure mode, meaning buildings were locked while the activities inside continued. Michigan State Police Explosive Detection Canine Unit searched the building, but did not locate any explosives or evidence of a credible threat. Authorities cleared the scene shortly after 3:15 p.m., allowing the store to reopen. Officials later thanked the public for their patience and cooperation during the investigation. And the Tuscola County Economic Development Corporation was selected to participate in a 15-month-long MI Mobility Fellows Program. The fellowship program will review public transit and the mobility challenges in an effort to find solutions using technology and innovation. The fellowship program will take on various projects that aid in community economic development with the ultimate goal of helping promote equity and improve quality of life for those in the county and Thumb region. Some potential projects include assessing rural mobility gaps, analyzing connectivity challenges in downtown and countywide, safety issues, supporting pilot projects, identifying funding opportunities, assisting with grant applications, developing funding matrices, and overall economic development initiatives, explained Tuscola's EDC Director Alicia Proctor. For more information on the program and the fellowship position, go to Rural Mobility Systems and Connectivity Fellowship. Tuscola was one of 12 counties selected to participate in the program. And the Michigan Department of Treasury is reminding residents that state individual income tax returns and any payments are due by April 15, 2026. Taxpayers can file electronically or mail their return, but mailed returns must be postmarked by 11:59 p.m. on April 15th. Officials recommend e-filing or using a trusted taxpayer or preparer to reduce errors and ensure all eligible tax credits and deductions are claimed. More than 2.4 million Michigan tax returns have been already processed, resulting in over $1.43 billion in refunds so far. Taxpayers can also use Michigan Treasury Services or Treasury e-services to file returns for free, check refund status, make payments, view tax records, and communicate with the Department of Treasury. Refunds are typically issued within 4 to 6 weeks for electronic filings and 6 to 8 weeks for mailed returns. Free tax preparation assistance may be available for low to moderate income residents, people with disabilities, or adults age 60 and older through IRS-certified volunteer programs. Residents can dial 211 or visit irs.treasury.gov/free tax prep for more information. And in some national news, hundreds of thousands of people were left without power Saturday after high winds raked eastward from the Great Lakes region, leaving trees down and substantial property damage in their wake. Farther west, at least one person died in a massive wind-driven wildfire in Nebraska, and nearly 450,000 customers are still affected by mid-afternoon in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, according to PowerOutage.us, which tracks outages nationwide. A 66-mile-per-hour gust at Pittsburgh International Airport on Friday was deemed its fourth strongest on record that was not caused by a thunderstorm, according to the National Weather Service. Cleveland Burke Lakefront Airport saw winds hit 85 miles per hour that afternoon as well. And in international news, a pilot from Alabama had just been promoted to major in January and had been deployed less than a week when the refueling aircraft he was aboard crashed in Iraq this week, killing him and five others. His brother-in-law said Saturday that he leaves behind three small children, 7-month-old twins, and a 2-year-old son. And it was 33 years old. His name was Alex Klinner. It's kind of heartbreaking to say. He was just a really good dad and really loved his family a lot. Like, a lot, Harrell said. Also aboard the aircraft was an Ohio man whose loved ones remembered him for his smile. The Pentagon hasn't revealed the identities of the six, but families began revealing who had died as of Saturday. And we do have one obituary at this time for you. Catherine Ellen K. McTaggart, age 95, of Port Hope, passed away peacefully on Thursday, March 12, 2026. Kay was born on February 19th, 1931 in Grindstone City, Michigan. Kay and some friends traveled to Bad Axe one night to the roller rink where she met a handsome young man named Harold McTaggart. Harold and Kay were united in marriage on May 5th, 1951, and Kay is survived by three children, Alan, Jean, and Deborah, six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kay will be Monday, March 16th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the Port Hope United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the New River Cemetery. Friends may call the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach on Sunday, March 15th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. Visitation on Monday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. And memorials may be offered to Port Hope Chamber of Commerce Fireworks Fund, the Grindstone Port Hope Sportsman's Club, and the Port Hope United Methodist Church, or to a donor of your choice. Memories can be shared at Ramsey Funeral Home's website. And that was your news and obituary for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.